Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. We are so glad to have you join us this Friday, February 27th, 2015. You're in the right place. We are so appreciative of people who want to look outside the cage, the box, who want to study, research, figure out what's going on, and then do something about it. We've got a few things that you can do today. You can get involved today, especially if you live in Chicago. I guess you know what I'm probably talking about. There's a lot of things happening in the news, some interesting stories, and some, well, for you guys that love Sun Chips, hang in there. I got some news for you on Sun Chips. That's right. And we've got a retraction on a news story, sort of. Halfway retraction, and I've got a couple of responses from some of our listeners that did an excellent job, and I want to share that with you. I love it when a listener will either correct us or give us more information or add to a story or whatever, and these two did, and so I want to thank them very much, and I'll address the issue. Though they weren't very positive with me, I will address the issue. Somehow that seems to happen periodically, and that's fine. That's okay. Nobody is perfect. There was a unfortunate suicide alleged. Yeah.
Let's throw that in there.
Yeah. Alleged suicide. Josh is going to be telling you about here in the state of Missouri that happened last night. It's big news in this state. I mean, huge news in this state.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Seems funny to me.
Yeah. Seems real funny. Yeah. We'll tell you why it seems funny right. Also. And then AR-15s. Now, what's the big deal of the president saying you can't have these bullets? I mean, really, what's the big deal? You've got lots of other guns to choose from, Josh.
Largest, most popular gun in the country.
AR-15 is?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Thousands are sold every year.
They're scary looking, though.
Well, that's okay. Scary guns are fun.
Really?
That's what I hear, anyway.
Well, somehow, some way, you're going to lose the right to get the AR-15 bullets, it looks like.
Right, yeah. It's basically gun control by executive action.
Uh-huh. By removing bullets.
Right.
Gun control by removing bullets.
Yep.
So, as I understand, there has been a run on AR-15 bullets.
Oh, I'm sure there has been.
Uh-huh.
But, people should have been stocking up a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true. Well, our Power Hour listeners have, so they're not out
running
around.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, if you're in to self-defense.
Yes.
And a few of you are, I know. And there's been a ruling on the case on the Argentine president. Remember over the person that was killed there in the country of Argentina. Well, we're going to find out about that. And, oh my goodness, the Queen's Bank in London has been accused of tax evasion. How could that happen? And now, also, the IRS potentially, maybe guilty of criminal activity. But we don't know, because we never know if they really are anything at all anymore.
Well, when they get done investigating themselves, I'm sure
they'll
find the answer.
Yeah, they'll tell us the truth.
Yeah.
Don't you remember when people used to be guilty of criminal activity? Now they're just potentially guilty of criminal activity. And then, of course, we can't not talk about Jihadi John. Now, if you buy this story, probably you're listening to the wrong program. I'm serious. And I've had some people say, Joyce, you are all wet on the ISIS thing. ISIS is bad. ISIS is bad because Steve Quayle says so. And, lots of people say ISIS is really a big deal. Well, yeah, they're a big deal, but they're bought and paid for by the United States. They're operated, controlled, and all that stuff on TV that you're seeing about the guy with the black flag wandering aimlessly in the desert with the ISIS flag looking like a stooge. That you've got to be kidding me, people. That is not what you put on TV when you're having a war. That is just so crazy. Anyway, we've got lots to talk about today. There is a positive case of a whistleblower cop. So glad to see this story. And Ingrid Naaman will be joining us today. The subject, cancer salves. We're going to talk about cancer salves with her because She is the world's expert on cancer status. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Josh is with me in the studio today. So glad to have him joining us. Thank you, Josh, for being here today.
Thanks for having me once again.
Yeah, what was it? 01 degrees outside or something like that?
It was 3 on the way.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. So
oh.
We've got a little heat wave going on.
Made it easy on you, didn't it? Yeah. Anyway, so glad to have you out there joining us. Hope you are taking care of your puppies and kitties and dogs and cats. And please, please, please make sure you get them enough water.
Yes.
They use more water in the winter time, and of course, with everything frozen, half of them can't find it, you know. So be sure you take care of your puppies, kitties, dogs, and cats. And be a good Power Hour person. Let's talk about Jihadi John, because this is like the greatest cartoon story I've seen in a long time. Jihadi John, with his black suit on, is now an educated, very well-educated British person. Comes from a wealthy family. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. We hear the story. I mean, it's just like you have, you know, it sounds like it could be made up.
Yeah.
It sounds that way. Anyway, supposedly now the UK knew who he was all along. Didn't tell the United States. United States is saying, you should have told us who he was. And now they're saying things like, I mean, totally inappropriate things on CNN. Let me give you an example. Yesterday, watching Wolf Blitzer, he says to a U.S. representative who was on the program, Senator Angus King. Now, Senator Angus King is not just any senator. He is a senator on the Intelligence Committee.
Okay.
And so he's talking to Wolf Blitzer, and they're doing their leading the jury, leading the witness kind of thing, and trying to get you to believe everything they want you to believe. And he says, now, these guys are really bad. These guys are really, really bad. I mean, for instance, Wolf Blitzer says they do things like they make the people give blood transfusions for their soldiers. I'm listening to all this stuff. They rape babies. And he's given this laundry list of everything that you wouldn't like to hear that somebody is doing. And then Wolf Blitzer says, now, Jihadi John, to Senator Angus King, is a guy we'd like to kill, don't you think?
I can't believe that's
I know it.
It's said on TV.
Don't you think we would like to kill this man? And Senator Angus King responds by saying, Senate on the Intelligence Committee. Now, this sounds like something really smart to say. Yes, I wouldn't. He says, I wouldn't advise him to buy any green bananas.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Well, he won't live long enough for them to ripen.
Oh, I see.
Oh, my gosh, Josh.
I know.
My big story of the day.
I'm sorry.
Oh, great. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so.
I was like, I buy green bananas all the time. Sometimes that's all they have.
I know you do, Josh. But think about that. Now think about it.
I got it. Sorry.
Thank you very much. Nothing like having support from the infield, you know? Anyway, but think about what an inappropriate statement
Absolutely
that is.
Absolutely inappropriate.
For a senator on the Intelligence Committee. Yes, I wouldn't advise this man. I wouldn't advise this man to buy any green bananas.
Unbelievable.
And you've got people like Josh in the audience going, honey, what does that mean? Yeah. Anyway, I just listened to this story. And then they said again, now let me understand this, Wolf Blitzer says, like he needs somebody to help him understand because he's got all the talking points in front of him. Let me understand this. He is a person high on the list for assassination. Wouldn't you say, Senator Angus King? Yes, I would say. Oh, my gosh. It's just disgusting. It is absolutely repulsive. If you believe this ISIS stuff, I am so sorry. I am so sorry you have bought into this. It is not. I mean, I'm not saying that they probably don't have a bunch of these, you know, band of robber guys over there killing people. Of course they do. But they are U.S. sponsored. Please understand that.
Well,
they are U.S. sponsored.
You know, according to the article in the news, the Power Hour news today about Jihadi John, you know, he was tried to recruit him. MI5 tried to recruit him. You know, so that tells me right there that he probably was recruited.
Yeah, he probably was recruited, and he's probably good, and he probably does the stuff that they want.
Right.
It's just disgusting. It is just absolutely disgusting. So some of you out there are not happy that I do not believe that they are really bad guys coming from really bad places in the Muslim religion. A lot of people don't like that. Now, I want to read a letter that shows you an example of this. And this is Joanne. She says, she's talking about liking Dr. Ted Brower and the host. And then she says, I've been meaning to get back with you about, for a long time. She says, I read Steve Quayle's news on the website regularly, stevequayle.com. And if you did, I know you wouldn't be discounting ISIS and Islam like you do. He really gives information on how horrible the group is and how they capture Christians, sell off the young girls and women, behead others. Every day Steve has articles about what awful things the Islamists are doing or planning. I wonder what sort of protect Islamist. Why you? I wonder if you sort of protect Islamist because you have people on that do that. That doesn't mean that I think that every Muslim is a radical, but I've read where people who are former Muslims say the non-radical ones are afraid to speak against the radicals. Also, the Quran says Muslims can lie and should kill infidels. What does the Old Testament say also? Think about that. It really bothers me when you doubt they do these terrible persecutions. I don't rely on CNN for my news. They are Christian websites who also tell about these atrocities. Letters from pastors begging us in the West to do something about their dilemma. That so many Christians have been killed by these Islamists. There are very few left in Iraq. And the ironic thing is that when Saddam Hussein was in power, he protected Christians. They're being terribly persecuted in Syria also, so sadly reduced in numbers. Anyway, she puts out her case there. There's quite a lengthy letter. But please understand, Joanne, you know, and I understand where you're coming from, but there are a group of people, of pastors who want to keep this story going about ISIS is bad, Israel is good. They're going to overcome Israel if we don't go in there and protect Israel, give them all of our money, all of our guns, all of our everything. And the story is that the United States created these organizations. Please understand that. Now, I can't go along with what Steve Quell says or lots of people say on this ISIS issue. That's only my opinion. That's only mine. I don't know how you feel about it, Josh.
This is something we kind of disagree on. I think ISIS, I'm not saying that they're not government funded, and you know, because I completely agree, but I think that they are doing these atrocities.
Okay, you think all of the atrocities are being done? All the beheadings?
No, I'm not saying. I'm not talking about. Not all the beheading, not Jihadi John stuff, no.
Okay.
Like, you can go and find some of the most awful things you've ever seen in your life, pictures and photos
mm-hmm.
of, you know, things being done to people that just will blow your mind, and know that there is evil in this world, and that, you know, these things have a way of growing. Whether it was started by the government or not, it's still something that I believe is actually happening, and...
Yeah,
it's really sad, and I think the Christian persecution is something that is going on.
Okay, so you think that Jihadi John is a phony thing? Because, I mean, you cannot believe that story. You just can't.
I mean, it's a green screen video. It's the most fake thing. You know, if you're gonna make a propaganda beheading film, you're gonna show the beheading. You can go online and witness, if you so wish to do so, multiple actual beheadings by these people.
Yes. I will tell you that Jihadi John is really named Muhammad Imwazi. But yet they like to call him Jihadi John because that gets, you know, that's catchy. That's what they like to do. Investigators believe that Jihadi John, the masked fighter who fronted Islamic State beheading videos, the worst of the worst, like they're calling him on TV, is a British man named Muhammad Imwazi. Two U.S. government sources said on Thursday, unnamed sources. He was born in Kuwait, comes from a prosperous family in London, where he grew up, graduated with a computer programming degree. That's their story, and they're sticking to it. So I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah, from the University of Westminster. I mean, this may, and then it goes on to say that he was trying to, you know, the MI5 tried to recruit him from there, you know, which tells me that he most likely was recruited and that he's being used for this purpose to, perpetuate. I don't know. You know, these things are created and then they have a way of growing on their own.
Well, they're supposed to, because now you can't go back to where the head of the snake began.
No.
That's the whole idea. I mean, if you go back to the beginning of this, you go back before 9/11. And then 9/11 was just a continuation of it, but most people don't even know about 9/11.
You go back, you know, all the way to the 80s in Afghanistan, you know?
And
it's just, this has been, this whole destabilization of the region has been planned for a long time, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's what, you know, this is just part of the plan.
Yep.
It doesn't mean, I don't know. This ISIS thing is very interesting to me. It seems it's grown into its own thing, and it's awful, these poor people.
Well, you don't even understand green bananas, so let's just move on.
Yeah, I didn't. All right. It's early, though, Joyce. Come on.
No excuses. Ukraine says that Gazprom, can you believe this? Ukraine paid Gazprom $15 million for 24 hours' worth of gas. Wow. Naftogaz has paid Gazprom, Ukraine's company Naftogaz, has paid Gazprom $15 million for gas delivery. At current levels, the prepayment covers one day's gas consumption and will be spent by Tuesday. And I guess it'll be cold again.
Wow.
And it's going to take 100 years to repair Gaza. Oxfam says that the blockade remains, aid is almost non-existent, and according to RT, reconstructing Gaza could take an entire century if Israel does not stop the siege. And that is a charity called Oxfam that is warning that. And that's just the time frame for essential projects. The NGO's regional director calls the situation deplorable. A statement was issued by the group on Thursday, 6 months after the latest conflict, which saw Israel roll out Operation Protective Edge. That brought about 8 weeks of bombardment, which you weren't hearing about, followed by a devastating ground assault.
Unbelievable. It's poor people.
I know it.
It's winter there.
I know.
You know. Families have been living in homes without roofs, walls, or windows for the past 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they may just have 6 hours of electricity at best a day, and without running water, it's just awful.
It is deplorable. Now, again, You know, that is not what I think religion is for. That is not what I think a country is for, is doing that to another country so close to them. When we come back, we got a retraction on that Gaza story, sort of. On the Gaza story regarding the flooding of the homes. Let's talk about that after this four-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Thank you for wanting to know what the truth is and working at trying to find it, because it is almost a full-time job anymore. Anyway, talking about the story that we had last, I believe it was Wednesday when I was on. After the show, I covered a story about Israel was going to flood the Gaza. 50 homes were going to be flooded, and they were going to flood it to 3 meters of water. And that really upset me. I really got very upset at the very beginning of the program saying, that's wrong. That is just wrong. And if anybody can justify flooding the Gaza homes from Israel's perspective, call in. And one of our gentlemen did. He called in. I don't know if it was Stuart or not, but somebody called in and said that, you know, scripturally, blah, 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 blah. And I said, no. If you serve a God that will flood people's homes, that the country agrees that it's okay to flood these people's homes, that's not a God I could serve. If you serve a God that, I didn't say this, but I mean it, that would go in and just kill all these people in Gaza or do such a situation where they can't get food, they have a blockade, they don't have any ships coming in, they can't get any weapons because the United States floods Israel with all the weapons, and they don't even have a port where they can get them.
Right.
No, I cannot serve that kind of a God. Okay, I get this letter. And I want to thank Sue. I'm going to read this because I want to say thank you for writing to me, because he said, there may be plenty of things the government of Israel has done to deserve condemnation, and you are Johnny on the spot to point those out. I don't think it would be stretching the truth to suggest that you have no love for Israel. That's not true at all. I told you, I have no dog in this. I don't know Israel, never been there, don't know Palestine, never been there. That's not the issue. He said, it would be nice, however, if you at least try to remain objective. Try and do what you do in Saudi Arabia and see how far that would get. You can't even drive to work by yourself. Well, that has nothing to the issue we're talking about. Anyway, he says, I've been a Power Hour listener since August 2004. I'll be honest with you. He says, if I could find another Morning Patriot radio station, I'd listen to it. Because I think Stan Deo is right. He said, your story on breaking the dams to drown residents of Gaza nearly put me over the edge. I expect mainstream media to lie to me and present stories without verification. The Power Hours, I would expect that you would check them out. Okay, we did. This story was carried by Agents Franz Prantz.
Franz Press.
Prantz, whatever. it was carried by a number.
Al Jazeera,
yeah.
Daily Mail.
It was covered by, we got it from Daily Mail. And instead of bad-mouthing Israel, why don't you go over there and see for yourself? Well, I'm kind of not in that position right now. Meet the people. You said on your show you haven't met that many Jews. That is true. But I haven't met that many Palestinians either. I don't have a dog in this fight. He says, I have a feeling that despite your negativity, you would be made welcome in Israel. You could still point out government abuse there, but there is a lot of good that doesn't get reported. I'm sure there is everywhere. But look, and it was signed Stuart from New York, but look at what's going on in Gaza right now. What did you say about the homes? How many homes over there have been destroyed and abandoned and no windows and all that?
I mean, people are living basically in shacks, you know.
Yes.
Without roofs and
yes.
Windows and walls. And it's wintertime.
Yes. And so I just want to add that that story has turned out to be not totally correct. And I want to say also, I immediately sent it to Cynthia when Stuart sent me that information. He gave me the site on it, and I sent it to Cynthia. And she has provided another story for us that appears to be more appropriate. And that is that Israel floods Gaza neighborhood with rainwater. Now, this may or may not be true. I'm not telling you it is. I am telling you this is the latest information we have on this. The Israeli authorities last night pumped large amounts of rainwater into the Gaza Strip, causing tens of neighboring homes to sink, according to witnesses and media sources. Civil defense said about 50 homes sank in the floods, while a number of local residents in eastern Gaza areas were reported injured. There were also reports of deaths of livestock and poultry. The Israeli army opened the floodgates of a canal leading to central Gaza, which resulted in the removal of sand mounds along the border with Israel. So says Gaza's Civil Defense Directorate in a statement. That was source was WAFA. So I don't know who's telling the truth here. But I know that we don't need to be flooding, opening floodgates. We don't need to be doing all those things. There is no reason that a country who supports themselves in so much, I mean, if they didn't claim to be the country that God loves the best and the people that God loves the best, perhaps I wouldn't have such a problem with this. But I don't like the way it's presented. and I can't agree with what they're doing simply because they are called Israel. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, you are in the right place today. We're talking about the news that is the news. And I know that was a pretty upsetting comments that I just made. And Josh even said during the break, I don't know that I'd go there.
Well, I'm just...
I already
just
get it.
It's a hot topic. You know,
yeah.
People, and it's like... I was talking to my wife about it. It's like, it seems like, you know, we have these football teams that people take sides on, you know, and it's such a dividing thing between people that,
yeah.
You know, it just is.
And I don't mean to divide people, but I have to admit, I do feel better now that I said
well,
it, though.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. India follows Russia and has ratified the $100 billion BRICS bank after the Russia... Oh, wait a minute. Before I move on, I want to say to Stuart, thank you. I'm not bringing these people up and using them as horrible examples. I'm not doing that at all. I'm saying thank you because I'm glad Stuart brought that to our attention. And to Joanne also. I appreciate her email, too. And while I'm at it, I want to thank all the hosts that are helping out. Jack Blood yesterday. And Dr. Ted Brewer. These people, no, they're not Joyce Riley. And they're not going to say the things that Joyce Riley would say. Of course, I think everybody should. But, I mean, they don't. No. I mean, it's everybody has their own personality. And I don't agree with everything they say. They don't agree with everything I say. But that's what makes it fun to listen to this program.
Right.
And if you don't believe what they say, hey, you can call in and say, I don't believe what you say. But, you know, it's really nice to have people that can talk about a myriad of subjects like Jack and Dr. Ted Brewer and Sam Bushman. It really is. And I thank each and every one of them. I couldn't have kept this show on the air without their help. You know, I'm back 3 days a week. It's going well. We're doing okay. But it's because they helped us out so much, and I thank each and every one of them. All right, now let me get back to the fact that India is going to follow exactly what Russia did, putting in the $100 billion into the BRICS bank. The contingent reserve arrangement is what that is called, and the BRICS bank launched last year this infrastructure that's going to fund projects in Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. It's going to challenge, they say, the dominance of the Western-led World Bank and the IMF. And I think it will, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, those countries are... This comes for the BRICS Post, and it says the BRICS combined GDP grew 300% in the last decade. You know what the Western world's economy grew?
What?
60%.
That
in the last
decade,
absolutely, yeah. So these are, you know, emerging markets, and I don't know. There's something to look out for.
Well, you know, the Federal Reserve may have to get involved as a central bank with them. I don't know. There's some talk that this is all set up, that's what's going to happen, but we'll see. Anyway, NATO is ready to advise Libya on security. Don't you know they are? Don't you know? That comes from the Kansas City Star. They're going to use more drones. That's right. NATO's chief said Thursday the alliance was ready to advise Libya's government on defense and security issues, saying the deteriorating situation in the country is posing new security threats for Europe that require a more robust defense. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told a news conference in Rome that the alliance plans to bolster its surveillance of the region by using drones based at the air station in Sigonella, Sicily, starting next year. And when you listen to TV, if you do that, which there's no real good reason to do that, but they'll say things like on CNN, boy, that is really a disaster in Libya. Man, that place is just a mess. There's nobody over there. It is just people are going wild, you know. Country's gone wild. Libya's number one. No, that's planned. That is all planned, ladies and gentlemen. And now NATO is going to go and reap the benefits and rape the country.
Yeah. How close is Libya to the North Atlantic? I mean, we're talking about the North Atlantic Trade Organization, right?
Right.
Yeah,
a long ways away.
A long ways away.
As in, none of your business?
Right.
Is that what you're saying? Yes. Call GM food something else to ease public fears. Report says that label is lightning rod for fears of designer crops. The term GM should be abandoned, says politicians who are calling for an extraordinary rebranding exercise. Something like, you know...
Let's call it yummy deliciousness.
Yeah, yummy delicious vegetables. You know...
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they're coming out saying that, we're going to lie to you about something and, you know, just accept it.
Well, the fact that they're telling you nobody likes our name because it's telling you what it really is. That's the problem. And in other news, Ukraine... A judge has dismissed the case against the Argentine president. Remember the whole thing over what was going to happen, why the gentleman committed suicide that was going to testify, allegedly, which they found out that, you know, he didn't commit suicide, that he was killed. Judge dismisses a case against Argentine president over the Jewish Center bombing cover-up. Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has been cleared of accusations made by state prosecutors that she conspired to cover up Iran's alleged role in the deadly bombing of a Buenos Aires Jewish center in 1994. So there you have the answer. And royal deceit, the Queen's Bank under investigation over tax evasion. Do we need to spend any time under this? It's the Royal Bank of Scotland, by the way. It is a private arm of the taxpayer-funded Royal Bank of Scotland. I mean, is any bank not doing illegal things, really? And violent arrest... As hundreds rally over the 43 missing students in Mexico, they are still missing. Unbelievable story coming from Mexico. And Ron Paul, though he is a dollar late and a day short, or day short and dollar late, whatever, Ron Paul blames the psychotropic drugs for the American sniper murder. Well, thank you very much, but too bad it didn't come during the trial or when we could, you know, prior to the trial or being able to get this information to the people. This American Sniper movie, which coincidentally was not coincidental when it came out just at the time of the trial, so that they could make him out to be a hero, which he isn't, if you ask me. No man is a hero who has made more kill shots than anyone else. I don't think you're a hero for killing people. I don't, and I would say that. If you believe that is what our military is for, is to kill people and then make a movie of them and make him a hero and then drag his wife across the red carpet and talk about what were they thinking? Guess what? It got blocked out at the Oscars. Not one award was given to the American Sniper.
Really?
Not one.
Isn't that like the biggest movie this year?
Well, no, it's you are told that's the biggest
right.
movie. That's what
I mean,
you're told.
No, I don't.
Well, they may be telling us, they may be true, I don't know. But they tried to make it out to be, you know, they did everything they could to pump it up, but they didn't get any awards. And yes, it was psychotropic drugs that killed Chris Kyle. It was not bullets. Besides, I need to repeat this.
That's a great point.
Yeah. What sniper? A guy who is a sniper who came home with PTSD from Iraq and Afghanistan. When a mother calls him and says, my son has PTSD, he's really screwed up, he's been in a VA psych hospital 3 times, he's not making any sense, he's talking about, you know, weird stuff, would you please, you know, go and make him feel better? So what does Chris Kyle do? Take him to a shooting range. Now, really? Really? Mm. And so the guy who's got severe, beyond severe PTSD, and nobody's even questioning the stupidity of this act.
Right.
Says, well, let's go shoot some guns and get that PTSD all stirred up again.
That is crazy.
Yeah, so he turns and shoots 2 people, kills them, and then he starts talking about pigs flying
the photos from the guy that, you know, just you can see in his eyes, he's just not there.
Oh my gosh, you should have seen him when he was a Marine. He was like all together and gorgeous and everything. It looked like a statement Marine. And then he all of a sudden turns into this weirdo guy who's talking about pigs flying. And I mean, he's really in. But they said, oh, that was just because he wants an insanity defense. Right. No Marine worth his salt is going to start talking about pigs because I don't want to go to prison. No, this was horrible. Anyway, thank you, Ron Paul. But too bad it didn't make a dent. We're going to be talking about SSRI drugs coming up on the show. With Anne Blake Tracy, because I want you to hear what she has to say about what's really going on out in the world of these drugs. The court rules in favor of a whistleblower. I'm so excited. A cop who spoke out against NYPD quotas. Officer Craig Matthews sued the city for violating the First Amendment rights after he suffered retaliation for speaking out against arrest quotas. Federal judge had dismissed the lawsuit, but the U.S. Court of Appeals decided to let the suit go on. Yay, you go, guys. About time. And IRS watchdog probing potential criminal activity in the Lerner email mess. Remember the disaster where, oh, gee, I don't know what happened, but we don't have any of those emails. They just
lost our emails.
They're gone. They, the thingamawitch destroyed them. Well, the IRS watchdog on Thursday night said it's probing whether there will be criminal activity involving the way IRS handled the lost, then found emails of ex-official Lois Lerner. But it cautioned lawmakers not to jump to conclusions. The investigation is still ongoing, so they can go ahead and clear themselves if they want to.
Right.
Also, did you know she got $124,000 in bonuses for doing such a good job?
Wow.
Of destroying those emails. Yeah.
Man, but I didn't realize we had that much money to give away.
Oh, yeah.
And they bonuses.
Do. They do, yeah. I mean, it's all it is just, you know, computer. But anyway, think about this. IRS watchdog probing potential criminal activity. If you and I do it, man, they got us dead to rights immediately, whether we did it or not. But they're only potential.
Right.
California pays farmers to sustainably sequester carbon in the soil. The solution to widespread environmental destruction and perceived man-made climate change isn't to arbitrarily restrict humans from using the world's natural resources, but rather to alter the way they use them. And in a program in California, they're doing just that by rewarding farmers who adopt clean, sustainable organic farming and rotational grazing practices that have been scientifically shown to not only sequester carbon dioxide in the ground, but also naturally enrich soils. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Josh?
I say that's a good thing.
I say it's a good thing.
I think
also.
Rotating the herds and stuff is great. My brother-in-law does that. He has multiple paddocks on his farm, and so you know they intensive grazing or whatever. So then you know he puts all his cows in this one area, boom, boom, they eat it down, and then they, you know every I think the rotation is like 2 weeks. You know they end up or 2 or 3 weeks they'll end up back where they start. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, and they grass up to your eyeballs. You know, it's a neat practice.
That is great.
Yeah.
That is great. Obama wants to ban bullets by executive action. And that is called, by the way, if you're not familiar, extra constitutionally. You see, that's a nice little term that we throw in there, which means absolutely against the Constitution. Extra constitutionally, he wants to ban bullets by executive action. Threatens the top-selling AR-15. What's the story on that, Josh?
Well, for years, the ATF has exempted this M855 ammunition from its list of armor-piercing rounds, but it's clear from the statute it never needed an exemption because legally it's not an armor-piercing round. In the full definition, the term armor-piercing ammunition does not include shotgun shot required by federal, state, environmental, game regulation for hunting purposes. A projectile designed for target shooting, which this is basically a target shooting round. And so, but at the same time, though, it does have you know the potential to kill somebody, just like any other ammunition.
Because it's used for targets doesn't mean it won't hurt you.
So, I don't know. We'll
see. 5.56 millimeter. Now, armor-piercing is depleted uranium, by the way. Armor-piercing means depleted uranium. Everything that has DU in it is called armor-piercing. So the AR-15, they say, is not armor-piercing, though. And according to, you know, I heard Alex say yesterday, every shell is armor-piercing.
Sure, I mean, they don't have to stop here. You know, they can go to 308, which is actually bigger and would do more damage. But they're talking about it piercing the, because it can be, they have AR-15 handguns now. I mean, you know, they're a little bigger than an actual, you know, semi-automatic handgun. But because it can be used in a handgun or an AR-15 handgun, and it has the potential to pierce the softer body armor that police use, that it's now armor piercing.
Oh, okay. But, you know, I heard Alex say yesterday, and maybe I got this wrong. Maybe I heard him wrong. He says every bullet is armor piercing. No, I don't agree with that. It's only the ones that have DU in it, depleted uranium. But that's my,
they're specifically talking about the softer body armor that police wear. You know, it's not necessarily the full-on.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
I mean, it's basically gun control. They're going to do away with the AR-15 by banning this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
The president says they're not smart enough to figure out if we take the ammunition away, they won't be able to use their guns.
Right.
They can't figure that out.
Who gives him authority to take away ammunition? I don't understand.
Extra constitutionally by executive order. Second Amendment Watch, Ohio Supreme Court says the gun law does not apply to cops. Aren't you thrilled? They can do anything and everything they want, but not you. And a shock report. Domestic black sites are now operational. I think we learned about the first one from Chicago the other day. And I want to thank Chaga for this. I want to thank her very much for sending this. She says, thanks over and over for your show day after day. I always try to listen to your show. It's so informative and the info that you give, I don't hear on regular news media sources. But she said, a super thanks goes out to you for reporting about the Guardian article on the Chicago Police Department, West Side Task Blacktop Facility. Now, the story was that there is a place in Chicago where they sequester people, beat them up or interrogate them or whatever you want to call it, torture them, whatever.
Chain them for long periods of time. Don't allow them to speak to attorneys. You know, it's, I mean, it's basically a black op place.
Yeah, it's a black ops place where they can do what they do in Guantanamo, but not quite up to speed there. Anyway, she said, I was truly shocked. She said, I was born and raised in Chicago. Now I live in another state. I quickly looked it up. And, oh, boy, everybody I knew in Chicago, she said, got a text or an email. Isn't that great? And believe this, she said, nobody knew it was going on. But, Joyce, remember, this was election day for the mayoral position, and a Chicago tradition is to block out all bad news of the present mayor. This was so on time, and now more Chicagoans will know. Special love and respect to the Power Hour. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate your email. And that's a person that does something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately let people know. Okay, right. Now Alex has decided to start a this weekend. They're going to go there, and they're going to take pictures, and they're going to have a demonstration. So if you want to go to InfoWars.com and check that out, please do that. And if you're in Chicago, go and support InfoWars so that, I forget, Chris, the military person that they have there, is going to be leading up that demonstration. So the black sites are now operational, and as of December 5th, ahead of constitutional voting, Rand Paul warned the new legislation would allow the government to detain American citizens under terrorism laws without evidence, charge, or trial. Now, you talk about not constitutional.
Yeah.
We need the CSPOA badly. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say right now, before this break, if you have not supported CSPOA, then you are hurting this country. You are hurting the freedom of this country, because we need you to support them. We need you to get involved. I don't care if it's $5 a month. Go and PayPal. Go and donate. CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriff's Organization. And Sheriff Richard Mack is doing some amazing things. I had him on Catherine Albrecht's show yesterday. Catherine allowed me to sit in for her. By the way, Catherine is undergoing radiation, just to let you all know. We're both, isn't that amazing? We were both doing it the same week.
Yeah.
Having radiation. She was doing it on her brain, and I was doing it on my bones. And please understand, we need your support. I'm going to tell you something about what Richard Mack is doing after this three-minute break, but we all need to support him. He is our only chance. We'll be back 3 minutes. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like a green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
I can change the world with my own two hands, make a better place.
with my own two hands. Make a kind of play.
That's right.
Oh, with my own two hands. With my own two hands.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I just got the schedule for next week. I get so excited when Catherine sends me the schedule. I mean, this is a lot of work. Let me tell you who we got on next week. Monday, Ken O'Keefe.
Cool.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Everybody liked him. No one doesn't like Ken O'Keefe. So he'll be talking about Netanyahu's speech at Congress. Well, I can't say nobody doesn't like Ken O'Keefe, but I don't think there's very many. The guy really speaks from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Third hour is going to be Annie Jacobson. I just got the book, Operation Paperclip. We're going to be talking about the secret intelligence program that brought Nazi scientists to America. And what a good show that's going to be. Then Ted Brower will be on Tuesday, and he's going to have Deborah Tavares on. On Wednesday will be Heart Special with Dr. Sherry Rogers and Wayne Elliott of Strauss Heart Drops. And then on Thursday, Jack Blood. And then Friday, we're going to have John Willard on talking about a new crystal catalyst, altered water for plants.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. Oh, that is so cool. She does such a good job. She is so amazing. Okay. In Missouri, we had a suicide. Yeah, we're getting tired of that, aren't we? And I'm sure he is also. I mean, I think that's just horrible what happened to this man.
Absolutely, yeah. Tom Schweik, who is the Missouri auditor, and he was, potentially the biggest GOP gubernatorial candidate for 2016. Just couldn't take it anymore and killed himself, which I find hard to believe because 7 minutes before the 911 call was made from his home, he had left a message with the St. Louis Post Dispatch requesting an interview. Which does not, you check off your to-do list, okay, 9:30, going to set up my interview, 9:37, whoops, I'm going to kill myself. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And so this comes from RT, which is interesting to me that RT is even covering this. But if you go down to the comments, which I love reading the comments, by the way, there is one that says that this guy was coming out, Schweik, obviously the auditor was investigating a lot of banking stuff going on, and that he had some information that was going to come out. This is chatter, obviously, because it's coming from a comment section.
Mm-hmm.
But, he had some information coming out on some banking stuff, including the
HSBC.
HSBC, yes, bank.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't mess around with those people, I guess.
That is true. That is
I'm sorry to hear this. I feel for his family, but it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I don't think that the family cares at this point. I mean, they don't. I would think they would rather know that he didn't take his own life.
Right, absolutely.
I think they would rather know that, yeah. Anyway, that is a huge story in the state of Missouri right now. I mean, he was a big-time candidate for governor.
Absolutely, yeah. He's a front-runner as far as
I
can tell.
Yes, absolutely. The CPAC meeting is going on right now. If anybody cares, that's the that's the conservative constitutional people that go and talk about, red state versus blue state, and how if we could just get our guy sleeping in the White House, everything will be fine. Really? Anyway, they're just, it's nauseating. I'm not going to cover it. Treasury will not explain the decision to make $3 billion in Obamacare payments. They don't have to explain anything to anybody. That is the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be. Here's a couple of stories important. Vertical farm can make 44,000 pounds of tomatoes on the side of a parking lot.
Yeah, that's
that
so
is,
cool.
Yeah.
It is a 3 or 4-story parking garage. Go to the new Power Hour news site. This is the coolest thing ever, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have all these parking garages in cities, why not grow food in this manner? It's just, it's so cool.
I mean,
it's like a big giant greenhouse on the side of, a parking garage.
This is something anybody can do. I think this is huge. Huge story. So please, please, please check that picture out. When we come back, if you use Sun Chips, you're not going to like this story. You know, the best of the worst or worst of the best? Well, they have them at Subway. They got to be okay. We're going to talk about Sun Chips after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce
and Josh.
We'll be right back.